raining. The rain! The rain makes me remember those voices!
Stop it!
The rain makes me remember a time when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang 3, 1967. We were all sitting around base headquarters. When suddenly a chopper came in low across the trees. We made way for him, and sure enough, as that big turbo swung its way around, we watched who got out of the chopper. We heard there was a new captain coming to the base, but we had no idea who it was until he stepped out and we realized he was wearing a clerical collar. I screamed, "Damn, Hutt!" And sure enough, he was a priest sent in from division. He said, My name is Captain Foster. As we all stood rigidly at attention, he walked up and down the line. He said, "The first change I'm going to make around here is that you will all attend Mass every Sunday." He came up to me and said, "How long has it been since your last confession?" I said, "6 months, sir." He said, "You will confess to me right now." I said, "Right now, in front of my..." He said, "These are field conditions. They demand field actions. Now confess." I said, "Well, Father, forgive me. It's been 6 months since my last confession. Let me see. I took the Lord's name in vain. I stole a carton of cigarettes from Kalachecki, sir." He said, "Is that all?" I said, "Well, I shot two enemy prisoners. I killed them, sir. They were manacled together, and I riddled them from one end to the other." He said, "Is that all? Is that the only thing you've got to confess in your whole life?" I said, "Well, when I was a young boy, I used to put my mother's underwear on and promenade around the house when no one was home." He looked me right in the eye and said, "Boy, I don't believe I'd have confessed a thing like that." As the men snickered behind me, he said, "You're dismissed. We'll see you at Mass, 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Now move out, move out, move out." So sure enough, we were all there. I remember as we were waiting in line to take communion, I had to nudge DiLorenzo and say, "Hey, for crying out loud, when you take communion, you do not need salt and lemon. Now bow your heads respectfully." Well, as we all made our way to the altar in single file, each man alone with his thoughts, I couldn't believe it. The peace of the Sunday morning was shattered by a sound that made my blood run cold. "Sorry to interrupt your sermon, Father, but incoming! Bust out the windows, open! Fibers, one, two, escape for cover! Get the plastic up here! DiLorenzo, Kalachecki, Carter, work on the wire! Robinson, Perez, come on! Hop it, hop it, hop it! Excuse me, Padre, coming through! I need this window! Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord!" The stained glass was flying there as we opened up a concentrated field of fire. We repelled the attack immediately and leapt out from the churchyard to track them down as they ran. Yeah! All right, Perez, get your head down. This baby's mine right here. Yeah! I cut his legs out from under him, and he lay there squirming like a half-squashed frog in the road. It was incredible. Padre came out of the church, brushing himself off. We looked back at the church. It was bullet-pucked. The glass was busted out. There were enemy KIA all over the ground. As we all stood there, lighting camels with trembling fingers, one of the VC was just lying there looking up at us. As as I pulled back the bolt on my M16 and said, "Well, buddy, we're gonna send you to the promised land. I hope you get enough fish heads." And I started to squeeze the trigger. And as I pulled the trigger, the priest came and he knocked the gun skyward. I fired a burst into the air. I said, "Hey, what are you doing, father? What are you doing? This guy's a communist, for crying out loud." He looked at me. He said, "This man is a child of God."
"Child of God?"
I said, "Well, suit yourself. But keep in mind, this is the VC that threw that fragmentation grenade against your bingo board." The priest looked at him, grabbed my M16, and opened that.
Crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. But you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.